bringing you the latest research, tools, and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy. It's Talk Healthy Today. Here's Lisa Davis.
I love drinking non-dairy milks. My husband loves almond milk. I love coconut milk beverages. There's soy milk. There's nut milk. There's seed milk. There's grain milk. And here to talk about it is the wonderful Dina Chaney. She's the author of the new book, The New Milks, 100 plus dairy-free recipes for making and cooking with soy, nut, seed, grain, and coconut milks. Hello there, Dina. Welcome to the show.
Hi to you. Thanks for having me.
It's so nice to have you on. The other day, my daughter and I were at the store and she bought a coconut. And she, you know, we were talking about what we could, you know, obviously you're going to drink the coconut water and then eat the coconut. But I was looking at this coconut thinking, okay, how am I going to turn this into coconut milk? And I thought, oh, good, I'm talking to Dina. She's going to tell
me
how.
It's funny you should mention, because that's the biggest project. It's so rewarding to make your own. Do you want me to tell listeners how to do it?
Yes, I would love that.
It's kind of funny, but you need to get a Phillips screwdriver and a hammer. If you have that, you can do it. I mean, basically what you do is you take a Phillips screwdriver and you poke every coconut has three eyes. It looks like it has a face. You want to get a hairy brown coconut that when you shake it, you can hear the coconut water inside sloshing around, right? So you get that. Yeah. You look at the little face on the coconut with the three circles, okay? You want to poke out two of the eyes with a Phillips screwdriver and a hammer. And once you do that, you can invert it over a bowl with a strainer, and that's all the coconut water will come out, which is also trendy now and all the electrolytes. So that's that delicious coconut water. Then you want to cover the coconut with a kitchen towel, and right where the eyes are, you take a hammer, basically, and you whack it, and you kind of bash it until it cracks open, and then you cut out the white flesh. You combine the white flesh with the coconut water and some extra hot water in a blender. You puree it, you strain it, and you have homemade coconut milk.
It's that easy?
I would say it takes 35 minutes to make roughly 5 cups of coconut milk. Yeah, I mean, you have to, it's a good arm workout. Like, there's definitely, like, you know, some manual labor that goes into it, but it's rewarding. And there's no prep time in advance. So it's faster than a lot of the other ones.
Oh, that's nice. You know, because looking in your book, you have what's in packaged milks. They have oils and thickeners, stabilizers and emulsifiers, sweeteners. And that's why I wonder. I mean, I'm a huge fan I love So Delicious coconut milk beverage. I have no association with them, but I just think it's really good. But, you know, I'm not concerned about a little guar gum. But for people who really want it as clean as possible,
exactly.
I think it is better to make your own. So let's jump in. Let's talk about, because like, look how popular almond milk is now. How do you do that?
Oh my gosh, it's so easy. Anyone who says it's hard to do and I can't do it, it's too difficult, I'm always like, no, it's the easiest thing in the world. Okay, you have to buy raw unsalted almonds, soak them overnight. I just do it on my counter in room temperature water in a bowl. Takes 10 seconds to do that, right? Then the next morning I get up, I rinse and drain them in a colander in the sink, throw the almonds in a blender with some water, blend, strain, I'm done. Active time is only 5 minutes. So it takes 5 minutes to have homemade nut milk. It's pretty amazing.
Oh, my gosh. That
Very
is amazing.
Easy.
Now, when you say drain, is it one of those, like, cheesecloth things? Because I don't know anything about
making this kind of stuff.
Okay,
so you do not need to strain. You actually do not need to strain plant-based milk. However, straining gives you, like, a smooth texture. If you don't strain the milks, you're going to get, like, it's going to be a little bit grittier, right? So if you want a smooth texture, I would recommend straining. And all you need to do is you can use several layers of cheesecloth. You can use unused pantyhose, believe it or not. What I love is you should get, I highly recommend a nut milk bag. They cost about $10. And what they look like, it's sort of a cross between a pastry bag and cheesecloth. And you pour you put the bag in a bowl and you pour the milk from the blender into the bag and you basically squeeze it, you wring out the milk and it strains it. Then you take those solids and I usually make flour out of them. Like I never throw them out. So you get all the fiber. It's pretty amazing.
Oh, and almond flour is incredible.
Exactly.
All right. Now I've seen more cashew milks lately at the health food store. Tell us about that. Same principle, right? You just do the same thing
with the
cashews?
It's exactly the same principle. In many ways, slightly prefer cashew milk. Cashews have more fat than almonds, so the resulting milk is a bit creamier, and it's really great for sweet or savory recipes. It's a little more neutral in flavor than almonds. I feel like cashew milk has slightly less of a flavor than almonds and almond milk, so it's more neutral, and you can use it in anything. But the extra fat content really does give you a richness. I mean, milk is so rich and creamy, so I love cashew milk.
Yeah, that is really nice. And those healthy fats are so important.
Exactly.
Now, I've seen more grain milks, too. What kind of grains do you like to use?
My absolute favorite grain milks are barley and millet milks. If you use they're just very sweet. I mean, all the grain milks tend to be naturally sweet and delicious with a little bit of a nutty flavor. But millet and barley milk, when I made them, it just blew my mind. That said, I really love all of them, and obviously, you know, rice milk is terrific. What's fascinating about that is if you make your own rice milk, it's so much thicker and creamier than when you get in the store. Because, you know, the packaged rice milks tend to be very watery. If you make it yourself, it's a revelation. The difference is incredible.
Now, it's funny because growing up, my mother was really into healthy living and healthy eating, and she used to always make millet. And I'm just like, I cannot picture that as milk. So take us through the millet.
I know, it's weird. Exactly. I mean, yeah, I associate millet with the 70s myself, like 1970s.
Totally.
And health stores. But millet milk, it's incredible. It's very sweet. It's a shame there aren't more grain milks at the store. I mean, now I feel like it's just quinoa milk is there, and you see rice milk, oat milk, but it sort of stops there. So that's one reason I'm encouraging people to make their own, because you get to try so many more varieties than you would by just buying them.
I didn't even know they had quinoa milk.
Yeah,
this is amazing.
It's pretty good.
So how do you do it? How do you do let's do quinoa, because more people eat quinoa. How do you do that?
Okay, sure. Okay, so basically, even though quinoa, I guess, technically is a seed, but you treat it like a grain for the purposes of making the milk. You basically soak the quinoa, and then you rinse and drain it. So same as the nut milk, right? Then you cook the quinoa, and then once it's cooked, then you blend it with water in a blender, and then you have quinoa milk. And for most of the grain milks, I tend not to strain them, because the grains, that's because they're cooked grains, they break down, right, with the water in the blender, so they don't really need to be strained. So basically, in a nutshell, if you put quinoa with the other grain milks. The grain milks, you soak overnight, right, and then you cook the grain, and then you take the cooked grain and blend it with water, and then you have your milk. The nut and seed milks, you usually soak first, and then you just blend them the next morning, and you strain them. So, and I should mention the legume milks, too, like soy milk, is the same process as grain milk. You soak, you cook, you blend, and then you strain.
Oh, okay. Now, I have a Vitamix, which I absolutely love. Do people need a high-powered blender to make these?
So that's a really good question. They absolutely do not. The only difference is if you have a regular blender instead of a high-speed blender, it probably will take an extra minute of blending. Like, it's just faster with the high-speed. But you absolutely do not. Yeah, you do not need to have a fancy blender to do this at all.
Oh, that is so exciting. When did you first come to this, of making these great milks?
Well, so I'm lactose intolerant, and I found out that according to the National Institute of Health, 65% of people older than 2 or 3 years of age are lactose intolerant. So it's the vast majority of humans, and I think a lot of people don't realize that they're lactose intolerant. They might think they have celiac or gluten intolerance, or just think it's normal to have your stomach hurt all the time, or be bloated, whatever. But it's very common. So anyway, I realized I was lactose intolerant 2.5 or 3 years ago, and I read online. I saw in the blogosphere, people making their own nut milk, and I started doing it because I write recipes for a living. I like to play around in the kitchen. And then I thought, I wonder if I could, I could experiment and make milks with other base ingredients. And so I soon realized it was like a new frontier, and you could make plant milk out of almost anything. It's pretty cool. I love using coconut milk in dessert, and most dairy-free ice creams are based on coconut cream and coconut milk. So in this book, I have two ice creams. Like, one is a vegan vanilla ice cream, and one is like a chocolate espresso ice cream. And they both rely on coconut milk, because coconut milk and coconut cream have the fat you need to make really rich ice cream.
Do you have to have an ice cream maker, I'm guessing?
If you should. It definitely helps. And then I also love, I don't know about you, Lisa, I love chai. I love chai. And so when I go to Indian restaurants now, I never order it because it's always based on cow's milk, which I avoid. And so I have a recipe in here for a chai that's really based on a mixture of coconut milk and almond milk. And so I get to have, I get to have my chai, without the dairy, and it really works well. But coconut milk, I just love it. I love it in both savory and sweet recipes. But I have to say most of my dessert recipes in this book really rely heavily on coconut milk.
And what kind of sweetener do you use for the ice cream?
So in this book, I mostly use agave nectar. And because a lot of people who avoid dairy are vegan, I really try to, you know, for this book, stay away from honey. So primarily, I use agave nectar for the ice creams. And for every recipe in this book that calls for a sweetener, sometimes I also use coconut sugar. You know, where normally people would use brown sugar because it's unrefined. It's just a wonderful ingredient as well.
Oh, I do love coconut sugar.
Yeah.
And it does make things taste really, really
good.
Now, you know what I love about coconut milk, too, is because I don't like things too sweet.
I know.
I think you could probably add less, right? I mean, you can kind of gauge it by how your sweet tooth is when you're using the coconut milk.
So
it has its own natural sweetness.
Right. That's right. Exactly. Because I have to be honest. You know, I mean, I love hemp milk, but like, I feel that hemp milk, you really kind of need to doctor it a little bit. It doesn't taste wonderful plain. But you're right, Lisa, coconut milk, the natural flavor is so wonderful. It really doesn't need sweetener or just a tiny bit. And I want to just point out there's a milk, you can make tiger nut milk out of tiger nuts, which you can find at a lot of natural food stores, and they're like little tubers. And they make a milk that's so naturally sweet, I never add sweetener to it. It's incredible.
Oh, it's so funny because recently I found those at this cute little health food store a few towns away from where I am, and it's privately owned, and it's just like a mom and pop kind of thing. And I found these tiger nuts, and I thought, well, no, I'm kind of sensitive to nuts, but then I read that they were tubers, and my husband just loves them. He ended up eating them all.
I mean, I eat them as a snack.
But I'll make milk out of them.
I snack on them, too. They're wonderful to eat. Yeah.
Oh, that is nice. Now, grain milks, we talked a little bit about. What do you like to do with grain milks for recipes?
You know, grain milks, I mean, I love using grain milks in porridge, you know, in breakfast and pancakes, that kind of thing. Grain milks taste really sweet and nutty naturally. So, again, best in breakfast dishes and baked goods. They're great with chocolate, you know, or cinnamon. I don't use grain milks as much in savory dishes. So I would say, breakfast and dessert are great uses for them. Ooh. Oh, and smoothies. So I have a recipe in my book for a quick horchata. And horchata is a Mexican drink that usually
I love
you use,
horchata.
It's so good. Cinnamon and vanilla and raw rice to make it. And so in the book, I use rice milk and banana. I add banana to it. And by using rice milk, it's a much faster way of making horchata. So I do also love it in smoothies.
You know, it's funny because I actually use coconut milk. I have to make my own, but in the meantime, I use a coconut milk beverage that I get, unsweetened vanilla, and then I'll add a little bit of Xyla and some cinnamon, and it totally reminds me of horchata.
Oh, yeah.
It's really
good. It's wonderful.
So I need to make that coconut milk myself. All right, let's go on to soy, because soy, it's funny, I talked about this on another show. Soy, you're either in the soy camp or not. You know,
exactly.
I tend to like it once in a while. Like today, I treated myself. I quit eating sugar recently, except for fruit sugar. But today I just had this day where I was running around all morning and I was like famished. I'm like, you know what? A little sugar's not going to kill me. And there's this, I forgot the brand, but it's organic. And they say as long as it's organic, and it was chocolate and it was small and it was really, really good. It was delicious.
No, Lisa, I'm thinking maybe I should make my own. I love soy milk. And I mean, I think it's good, but you know, with everything, moderation is great, right? So I personally think it's a good idea to alternate between all of the milks. You know, have soy milk, have rice milk, have coconut milk. But soy milk, I love soy milk as well because, you know, I think we might have talked about this last time, but it really is nutritionally so similar to cow's milk because you have the same, it has the same amount of protein as cow's milk does. So it really does give you that nourishment and that constant energy you need. And I use soy milk really in anything one would use cow's milk for. Soy milk is naturally not sweet at all. It has a very subtle beany taste. But I use soy milk when I want a kind of rich cream texture without the sweetness and distinctive flavor of coconut milk.
Yeah, I think soy can be good. I think it's important to make sure it's non-GMO because so much of the soy in this country is, right? So what would people look for? Just for organic soy?
Organic soybeans.
Safe?
Exactly. That's what I
organic
do.
Soybeans.
And I make it myself a lot. It's funny. I have a machine called the Soya Joy. It's Soya Joy.
Oh,
I forget what the number is. And it was $100. And it's incredible because you soak the soybeans overnight, and then the next day the machine cooks the beans and grinds them and makes the milk, and it's pretty cool.
Wow.
And what's really neat about soy milk when you make it yourself is that these solids that are left are called okara, and it's like this thick white paste that you can use in veggie burgers or patties, or you can put them, you can add it to baked goods. It's kind of amazing. I want everyone to experience it. It's this off-white paste that's a great ingredient. So it's another advantage of making it yourself.
Oh, that is so cool. All right. Well, almond milk, which is huge right now.
Yeah.
What do you like to do with the almond milk?
Everything.
And the cashew milks, too.
I drink,
those
I
are
like
really
the,
nice.
I know. I love the flavor of almond milk. I mean, I love it. I usually add it to my coffee, or I make oatmeal a lot for breakfast, and I'll add it to that. I mean, I love almond milk because it naturally just tastes really, really good. And plus, it's so healthy. It's so low in sugar. And I want to point out to listeners that make sure that if you're going to be buying any of these milks, if you're watching your sugar, to always buy the unsweetened. Look for the word unsweetened on the package and not original, because original usually has sugar. But almond milk, it's so healthy because it has like 30 calories a cup, you know, versus cow's milk, which usually has around 85 or 90. So it's, you know, whenever I want something light, I'll go for almond milk, light and slightly nutty.
Yeah, you know what I do with almond milk for my daughter is, because I'm a big fan of xylitol, so I'll, I'll put a little bit of xylitol in it, and then it's fine. So I don't have
absolutely.
To, because they seem to put a lot of sugar, I notice.
I know. It's a shame, because that's the thing. I mean, you know, these when I make them at home, I never add sweetener, to be honest. I always just use water and the solid ingredient. But so many of the packaged versions have a ton of sugar. But that's how packaged food is in general, right? I mean, there's so much sugar.
Yeah.
Added to products, you have to be careful.
Now we have about a minute left. Talk to us about cashew, because I know that has a nice creamy consistency.
Yeah, I love cashew milk. What's interesting about cashews is they have a very slightly smoky undertone, like smoky and nutty. So actually, I like to use cashews for dairy-free cream sauce, like a bechamel. So like when I make macaroni and cheese, for instance, I will take Earth Balance or vegan. Vegan butter or even oil, and you let it melt, and then you whisk in a little bit of, I like white whole wheat flour a little bit, and then I'll add in some cashew milk, unsweetened, right? And then bring it to a boil and reduce to a simmer, and you stir it. Maybe add a little nutmeg, a little salt and pepper, maybe some chili flakes.
Dina, that sounds so good. We are just about out of time. So if you want to learn more about Dina, go to www.dinacheney.com. That's DINACHENEY.com. Check me out on Twitter at Health Media Gal 1, at Talk Healthy the number 2 Day, Talk Healthy Day podcast on Facebook. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.